Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. This is season 9, and we are talking about recommitting couples. The title of this episode is What We Don't Talk About: Secrets, Shame, and Silence. And gosh, all right, this is a really great title, and I want to talk about each of these things: secrets, shame, and silence. We are taught, most of us, a lot of us are taught, like, don't wear, you know, your feelings on your sleeve. Don't tell family secrets. All of these things, right? Oftentimes we're brought up in a way where it's like us versus them and people are othered, right? And so there's a lot of shame that we already carry into romantic relationships in the future. And, you know, we're taught not to talk about the things that bring up shame. And those are the exact things that we really need to be talking about, that we need to be sharing, right? And so here's the thing. Since it's season 9 and we're talking about recommitting couples, I want to come at it from that perspective. So we're talking about individuals who are ready to heal together, okay? They've done their individual work. They have shed a ton of toxic shame that they have been carrying from childhood trauma, from betrayal wounds, from the trauma of addiction itself, from the trauma caused by the dis-ease and disease that has been consuming them and wreaking havoc on partners. Right? So they have done a lot of this work. Now we're talking about, how do you do this with a partner? How do you come up with a shared story? What is your shared story, your shared narrative of what y'all have been through, the havoc that the addiction has wreaked upon your relationship, and how you're moving forward? Right? Because if you are in this phase of recommitment, there is, to some degree already, a foundation of recovery that has been laid. And it is important that y'all have a shared story about what has happened to the relationship and how you will be moving forward in recovery. Okay? Because we are only as sick as our secrets. Okay? We've most of us have heard that saying, right? And it is so true. Anything that is kept in the dark is bound to reoccur. So we really want to look at this. If y'all are not talking about things, if you are not talking about the trauma, if you're not talking about the pain and the suffering that y'all have endured as a result of the addiction, then it's doomed to repeat. The patterns will reoccur. The way that y'all have been coping previously could reemerge. And the way that people cope is by isolation and addiction, codependency, right? And acting out. So if we don't want this to repeat, we have to be talking about the feelings, the emotions, the hurts, the wounds, the triggers, the traumas, right? A lot of partners are very fearful of talking about the damage that their partner's disease has done to their lives, to their self-worth, okay, to their own personal integrity. And oftentimes the fear is very valid because when they bring it up, it's met with minimization and denial, right? And so it is so important that the betrayed has a place to share openly and honestly about their hurt in a way that can be effectively received by the recovering addict. Equally, it is as important for the recovering addict to be honest about their trauma, you know, their wounds, the way they have compromised themselves interpersonally and morally when they were active in this disease. The disease has wreaked as much havoc on the recovering addict as it has on the betrayed, okay? The difference is the way it was experienced, okay? And when the recovering addict is compartmentalizing stuff the way that they do in that disease, they don't feel it as acutely as the betrayed partner does. But in recovery, they start to feel and they start to experience the intense shame and trauma caused by the disease. And they too need a safe space to be able to process that with their partner. Hello. Hey there. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know, it's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. What I am highlighting here is that there are still secrets. There are still hurts and wounds that haven't been expressed. You are still suffering in silence inside your marriage, inside your committed partnership. That is not what these partnerships are for. They are to share life together. So please do this in your couple sessions so you can practice doing this in real time, in real life, without a third party. But the practice is first oftentimes in the rooms with your couple's therapist, okay? So be willing to really lean in, to be honest, to be vulnerable, to be transparent, to talk about slips, to talk about slippery slopes, to talk about, you know, some of the, you know, outer circle behaviors that you want to engage in, but you don't feel like you deserve to or have time to. I mean, like all of the things that inevitably come up as partners heal. There are a lot of issues that will inevitably emerge. And if you can't talk about it, if it does not feel safe to do so, it means that you haven't had enough practice yet. So be willing. Be willing. And it is hard work. It is tough work. You know, in a lot of ways, you are getting to know your partner for the very first time. You are figuring out if you can be open and honest with them, if they can hold space for you, right? But this is, it takes practice. It's not something that someone just can do automatically. Y'all are learning new behaviors in your own recovery and in your relationships. So yeah, let's talk about secrets. Let's get them out on the table. Let's talk about toxic shame. Let's get that all out on the table so it can be effectively resolved and you don't have to suffer in silence, and you can actually have the partnership that you deserve and have dreamt of. You know, if you've already come to this point, you've identified that you can have that with this person, okay? But it still takes a lot of work, right? So all the best in this journey to you guys. And we're here to follow you on that journey. So do not hesitate to reach out to us with any questions or concerns, or if you want some recommendations, we're happy to offer that. So www.lightninginabottle.biz, and let us know what's on your mind. Thanks so much, guys. See you next time. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey. Are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods. It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show.